And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur, I have a test question for you, as well as for our listeners. First one to send me an email with the answer gets a new You the Owner's Manual radio show, You the Owner's Manual. We've got a new book, a reedition of You the Owner's Manual coming out in the fall. I think it's in October, but in any case, you'll get a first and a signed copy from both Dr. Oz and myself. So what's the question? This is fill in the blank. What during old age makes you look younger? Article this week on blank during old age makes you look younger. So first person to send me the answer on email, UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. Wow, we're getting a whole bunch of answers. First one to get the answer correct.
It's a consultation with me, Mike. A consultation with me, right?
Well, it's got to be more than a consultation with Arthur Perry.
Well,
it's
got to
be some action by Dr. Perry. But what during old age makes you look younger? Arthur, let's go back to, and it isn't taking pictures of your body. But anyway, we were talking about melanoma, and we had talked about the late recurrences. How do you know if you've got a late recurrence? It's inside you most of the time, right? Is it on the skin?
Sometimes it can be. Sometimes the recurrences can be in the skin. Sometimes it's in the lymph nodes. Sometimes it's in the organs inside the body.
But there are new therapies that help with it, right?
There are. There are new chemotherapies. Remember, just 4 years ago, there was virtually no treatment for melanoma other than surgery. So if you happen to have a melanoma thicker than about a millimeter or so, there was a fairly good chance that it would spread, and that wasn't a good thing. But there's such encouraging
news. Well, Arthur, I've got to interrupt you. We do have an answer. I want to stop people from sending the emails before I get overcrowded. Sylvia sent the answer, and the answer is, Arthur, blank during old age makes you look younger. A study out this week, it's an active sex life. Sex during old age is the key to maintaining and preserving a youthful look, said British psychologist Dr. David Weeks. He presented the data and the study of it at the British Psychological Society. We'll talk about it maybe next week. But in any case, it is sex. Thank you, Sylvia, for sending that. You get a copy of You, the Owner's Manual radio show, the Owner's Manual, when it comes out. We are You, the Owner's Manual radio show. You can't get a copy, but you can log on and hear a copy anytime at RadioMD.com. But You, the Owner's Manual, and I'll get it signed by both Mehmet and myself, and we'll give you one as soon as it comes out. Sorry, Arthur, I interrupted you because I got deluged by emails and I wanted to stop them.
All right, stop those emails. Okay, so Mike, in the last 4 years, there have been many new chemotherapy agents, they're very, very fancy names, so I won't tell you that one. I can't even pronounce it. Maybe you can. Ipilimumab. Can you pronounce that one?
No, no, but I'm glad you tried.
Wow, it's such a tough one. Only the oncologist can actually pronounce these things. And the other one, vemurafenib, something like that. Very, very common. They couldn't name it just like Joe or something. So, but the important thing is, these are incredible new drugs. Some of which help the immune system fight off the cancer, and some just kill based on some of the properties of the cancer, and these things have now have made melanoma and even metastatic melanoma that's spread throughout the body a very treatable disease. So that's the very good news, Mike. So the important information that I do want to say is it's not so much how much sun you get every day. You tell everybody 15-20 minutes a day sun exposure. But, you know, with melanoma, it's not so much the length of time in the sun, but rather the sunburns that are very important. So if you get a sunburn, that's not a good thing.
Also, and especially if you had one when you were a kid, right?
Exactly. That's right. And most sunburns really do occur in kids because you and I are smart enough to put on our sunscreen.
And the pain gets us out of the sun.
That's right. And you know what, Mike? You feel kind of lousy if you're in the sun more than really about a half an hour. Most human beings do feel lousy. It's only walruses and seals that need to be in the sun. We don't. So I always say, you know, follow what your dog does, and a dog will be out in the sun for about 20 minutes and then crawl underneath a plant in order to get out of the sun. We should do the same. But, Mike, those moles on your body that you were telling me about, you've got a lot of them. It turns out, and this is relatively new information, when you do have more than 100 moles on your body, even if they're normal moles, you do have a higher chance of getting a melanoma.
Oh, come on.
That's true. 100 moles. That's,
so now,
that's
in addition to using sunscreen, and I use something that Dr. Perry had in the old days. When's his new sunblock coming out?
Well, I've got the facial stuff out now. That's the SPF 20 called Daytime. My Sun Time, that's the new one. That won't be out till next year, Mike. Too much work to do to get these things out. So next year I'll have...
So Sun Time, but I use one that has zinc oxide micronized.
Right.
So you want the micronized and you want zinc oxide because it starts protecting you as soon as you put it on. Remember to put on enough. You need to put on a shot glass worth. For your body. For how much of your body does a shot glass worth cover, Arthur?
Now, that's a shot glass, for those of you who do not drink, I don't either, is 1 ounce, and 1 ounce is what it takes to cover your entire body. That's
so it's a ping pong ball for those of you who don't have shots.
Right. Okay. Now, Mike, one more thing, because I know you want to do a Real Age Tip of the Week, but there's one more bit of information I want to get out there because I constantly see people that don't understand this, and that is if you're born with a mole. Born the day you come out of mom, if you've got a mole on your body, it's got a much higher chance of becoming a melanoma. And they've tried to figure out how big this thing has to be, and there's a lot of confusion about that. But the important thing is, if it's very big, meaning if it's over 20 centimeters, that's two lengths of your index finger, those things should be excised even in the first year of life. If they're smaller than that, you probably can wait until you're about 6 or 7. I saw someone yesterday who was 30 years old.
Oh, so you get those out early.
You get those out early. They have as high as a 9% lifetime chance of becoming a melanoma.
Really? So if it's two finger lengths,
20 centimeters. 20, not millimeters, centimeters. Two lengths. Your index finger is exactly 10 centimeters. Measure it with that ruler tonight. Okay?
I don't know, millimeters.
No, it's... Wait, did I say that wrong? Your index finger is 10 centimeters, 100 millimeters. That's your index finger. So if you've got two lengths of your index finger, if your mole is that big, get it off yesterday.
That's like half a body.
Yeah, that's a giant congenital nevus. That's right. And those
It's not 2 centimeters, it's 20. It's how many?
20 centimeters, that's right. You say centimeters, I say centimeters. Tomato, tomato. So, Mike?
That's like 12 inches.
Yeah, and there are children that are born with these things that big. There's not much discussion about those. Those come off early. Where the discussion starts is when those are smaller, like let's say the size of a quarter. When do you start taking those off? And I do believe they should be pretty early, but we could probably wait until you're around 6 years old when you can have local anesthesia instead of general for those. All right?
I think we're out of time, and we aren't going to do a quick tip of the week. How much time do we have, engineer? 15 seconds. So all I'm going to do is say, tune in next week. We'll have another great show, original show, a real good show. I can tell you who our guests are, but it's tremendous. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for great engineering.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Juliana and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to ParentsGuideCordBlood.org to learn more.